windows are closed and locked. We don't want any accidents, people falling out while I'm preaching. Hey, right? Wouldn't be the first time somebody fell asleep. That's true. We're going to start a new focus. Well, it's really not a new focus. It's just a different focus to add to what we've been learning. So be ready, be prepared, and be here so you don't miss out. I want to know what makes a church a powerful witness for Christ? You ever thought about answering that question? What makes a church a powerful witness for Christ? What puts a church in a position to where God would use that congregation so that many people would come to Christ and be saved? I feel like that's a good question. Don't you? If we're growing in Christ as believers, I feel like we should, on a regular occurrence, look in the mirror and say, what is it about my witness that's powerful enough to help someone know Jesus so they might be saved? Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what we've been talking about for a while? You look around and you see different ministries and different missionaries and different congregations around the world, and many times you'll see that they're seem to be busting at the seams with people lined up to get baptized and lined up to give self to Christ. They're lined up to do ministry, and they just seem to be very busy. And the question is what do they all have in common? And the answer is, and this is what our study is going to be about for the next week or two or three, maybe. The answer is they're all made up of groups of people of faith. I know you guys are sitting back. That's it. That's the answer. It was like I set y'all up and you were waiting for some great profound answer, but it's really not that big of a deal, is it, as far as the answer is concerned? It's made a group of people made up of people of faith. I'm not saying people who say they believe. I'm not saying people who call themselves Christians. I'm talking about people of faith. People who walk by faith, people who live by faith, people who trust God by faith, people who operate by faith, and on, right? Like our regular way of life is faith. That's what builds a powerful witness. That's what builds a powerful congregation that honors God. We see that in Acts chapter 2, don't we? Right there in the very beginning in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit of God came on the church, it was off. They were off to the races right then. They just busted out in the Spirit, preaching the gospel. Matter of fact, we're going to take a look at it a little bit here. In Acts chapter 2, y'all know how it goes, right? The Spirit of God came upon the believers, and Peter started preaching the message, and the people heard the message, and many were saved. In verse 42, it starts to describe, after many received the message and many believed it and many by faith accepted it into their life and many became Christians, and I mean thousands, chapter 2, verse 42 of Acts, it says they were continuously devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of the bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. Verse 25 says, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all and anyone might have need. Day by day, verse 46, this is my favorite part of this whole thing. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together in gladness and in sincere heart. They sat down and ate together, y'all. They had fellowship together. But this is even better in verse 47. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day, those who were being saved. I like to point out to people, different churches, different congregations around the world, wherever I get a chance, it says that the Lord was adding to their number those who were being saved. It doesn't say the Lord was adding to their number those who would sit in the pew or those that would show up and not be involved. Or those, you know how many times since I've been in ministry, and I think most other preachers would agree, there are lots of people that will tell you that they are a member of some church that they haven't been to in 20 years. That's not what this is describing. This is describing that this group of people who encountered the gospel by way of the Holy Spirit, put their faith in what they heard, and became believers, therefore receiving that same gift of the Holy Spirit, and they began to be a group of family who were a people of faith. You got to ask yourself, why were they doing all these things? Why were they eating together? Why were they meeting together? Why were they listening to the apostles' teaching? Why were they breaking bread together? Why were they praising God? And why did they have the favor of all the people? It's because of their faith. Right? Because of their faith. So it's the faith of the people that makes the witness. It's the faith of the people that puts the ripple effect into the community. Right? When faith hits the surface, it should have a ripple effect, as if you threw a rock into a still water. And it should affect every part of that body of water. If we're going to be a witness in the community, if we're going to spread the gospel and share the gospel and love our community, that's what it needs to look like. It's by faith. It's by faith that we do what we do and we are what we are. You notice on the board up there, it's a list of all those things. They listened to the apostles' teaching. They had fellowship. All these things that they're doing because of their faith. It says they were together and had everything in common. Well, you and I have a lot in common, don't we? We're all believers. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, right? We worship God. We share in communion. We're not just doing that as if we're rolling the dice, hoping that it makes a difference in our life. We're doing that by faith. Right? Everything we do is by faith. The early church was obviously a people of faith, weren't they? I mean, we can't deny that. And everybody wants to talk about Acts chapter 2 church. We want to be an Acts chapter 2 church. And I can agree with that. However, I think the Lord would prefer us to be a 2024 church. And be the church at Oak Grove in Arden, North Carolina. For us here in this room. And if anybody's watching online, you're part of another church and y'all should be doing the same thing. The witness. But it's a group of people who are a people of faith. You can get a group of people to do anything. If you get enough people to agree to do the same thing, but it doesn't have the same effect as it does with people of faith. You can draw a large crowd and tell them a bunch of lies. And it'll do a lot of damage. Ask any politician. But it's not the same effect as the people of faith have on the world. Remember last week we talked about how Jesus turned the world upside down. Right? And he wants the church to turn the world upside down. He wants the church to continue to turn the world upside down. And we do it because we're people of faith. We believe God. So when we go into Hebrews chapter 10 over here, we're going to look at what Hebrews tells us about being a people of faith, about being the church filled with people of faith. Chapter 10, verse 24, we can read this way. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Right? That to me is togetherness. That to me is helping one another, sharing life together. We're encouraging one another. We're doing faith together. We're living for Christ together. We're not forsaking the assembling of the group, of the family. It's people of faith, not a person of faith, you see. How do we stimulate one another? How do I look at y'all and encourage y'all to live by faith? To live according to the way you believe about Jesus, about God, about your salvation, about grace, about the blessings and the promises of God. Right? It's too easy for many folks to turn it off when it's convenient and turn it back on when it's convenient. Right? And then it's also on another extreme, it's too easy for us to live in worry and anxiety as if God isn't involved in our lives. As we talked about in our Bible study this morning. There are plenty of us who have gone through hard times, and if it weren't for the presence of God in our life, we would have no hope. And it's by faith that we can experience those things. It's because we're a people of faith is why people notice who you are in Christ, why people notice that God is real. In verse 26, it finishes up and says, "For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains any sacrifice for sins." So either we believe we're saved or we don't. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, and you believe that his death, burial, and resurrection was for the sins of man, and yours included, and you believe that you have the option to accept that as truth, receive it, surrender to it, repent, and you are baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, right? And you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you could be sanctified, you could grow in Christ every day, right? All of these things that the Bible teaches us is who we are. And you believe that the power of the gospel is very real and that you and I are commanded to go into the world and share the gospel with everybody and anybody who will listen for the sake of the lost souls and for the glory of God. And if we have any doubts about that, if we hesitate because of fear or anxieties, if we stop living as if Jesus died for us, for whatever the reason, it's affecting our faith. Remember the disciples one time said to Jesus, "Hey, help us where we don't believe. Help us in our doubt, right? We believe, but help us where we don't believe." In other words, strengthen my faith so I can be what you want me to be, what you're sending me to be, what you're doing so that I can be. Because you and I both know that everything that the Bible sends us into the world to do is an impossibility without Jesus. So why on earth would we go into the world to do it without Jesus, without our faith, without our trust in God, right? Why would we do it? Why would we ever try to do it without what we know is true, without being people of faith? We're expected to be people of faith in today's church, just as the early church were. You see, both examples are people who were together in faith. We come together and worship in faith. We come together and study the Bible in faith. Sometimes we go to one another's house to just have fellowship in faith. Sometimes we minister to one another when we're sick or in recovering from surgeries or different things or loss, and that's in faith. That what we're doing is loving a person to help them heal. In faith that God is involved in it all. We go into the community and we love those in the world whenever God gives opportunities by faith that God will take that seed and do something with it if that person would just simply allow it. You know, we talked about the different soils that Jesus taught. And some of those soils didn't produce any plants, didn't produce any crops because they were rocky and they wouldn't tolerate the seed. They wouldn't allow the seed to take root. And then there was other soils that were really good for those seeds, and the roots were allowed to go deep, and the plant would produce a crop. And that's all we're doing. Faithfully going into the world with the gospel by faith. We're people of faith. We're people who trust God. We're people who believe in God. Oftentimes when we think about the word faith, we go to chapter 11, verse 1, where it says, now faith is, of Hebrews, by the way, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Right? Isn't that the struggle? We want to be people of faith. We want to say we have faith. We want to say we trust God. But then we say to God, let me see what you're doing, and then I'll believe you. I want to believe you, Lord, but I can't see it. If I say to this person that Jesus is Lord, well, how are they going to react? But I'm afraid. I'm scared. I'm worried. And then the fear and anxiety interfere with our faith. And sometimes interfere so much that we never let our faith be active in our life. And we miss opportunities. And we get less and less powerful in our witness every time that happens. You see. It was by the Spirit of God that Peter stood up after the Pentecost. He just stood up and started saying what he knew was true about Jesus. And he didn't hold back any punches either. He got through with that sermon and he said, and y'all are the ones that killed him. And when he said that, by way of the Holy Spirit, that was a truth bomb that shook the world, y'all. And everybody suddenly got afraid. Everybody who heard it suddenly realized, uh-oh, we're in trouble. You ever done something that you didn't know you were doing, and then you found out it was a bad thing and you couldn't undo it, and then you either got to confess about it or you got to go find a way to try to cover it up? Yeah, that's where they were. And they chose, by their own free will, they chose to accept this truth and accept the work of Jesus on the cross so that by faith they could be saved. By faith we could be saved. In the work on the cross, we can be saved. And by faith, we confessed our sins because we believe that Jesus' work on the cross would bring forgiveness. And by faith, we confess that Jesus is Christ and we submit to Him as Lord and Savior. And we do that by faith because we believe that what the Word of God says is absolute truth. We believe that by faith. And by faith, we've received a gift of the Holy Spirit that would help us live this Christian life by faith. We first believe it by faith because that's what the Word of God tells us is going to happen. And as we continue to walk in faith and continue to live in faith, we start experiencing the Spirit of God. We start experiencing the presence of God. We start seeing His work in our life. We start seeing our lives change. And we start being the witness. And by faith, from experience, we become a powerful witness. Because we're people of faith. You can't be a person of faith and not be involved in the work of the kingdom of God. You can't be a person of faith and not be a part of the body of Christ. That's not what it describes in the scripture. Every time we see examples, it's because people who believe came together and exercised their faith. So here's what believers at Oak Grove have in common. Oak Grove Christian Church, right here in this room, right here in this congregation. Those who are part of this congregation, we put our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Everybody say amen after every time I say one. All right, you put our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. We put our faith in God's faithfulness and His promises. We put our faith in the Word of God and the power of the gospel. We put our faith in the power of prayer. We put our faith in Jesus. Isn't it great, y'all? The point is, by faith, we here in every other church, by faith, we share in fellowship. Every time we have a meal together, every time we sit. Look, if y'all don't come to Sunday morning Bible study, you're missing out. You're missing out. Because we work real hard to put the Word of God on the table so we can talk about it. There's a lot of talking going on about it, and it's great conversation. And we all learn and we all grow, and we have great fellowship. And we do it because of our faith. By faith, we share in worship, as we just did. We come in here and we sing songs together. Where else do you go to sing songs to the Lord besides church? Or maybe a family gathering, you might do that. People like believers, people who share in the faith. We sing and worship together. We share in communion every Sunday morning. Why? Because we believe in what Jesus did on the cross. And we believe that we should never forget that. We should never forsake it. We should never let it go from our minds. And it's by faith in what he did on the cross that we have any hope whatsoever at all. And it's by faith we share in the work or the mission for the gospel. Go into the world and make disciples. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Wide open honest. If I was standing there with them disciples when Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples, guess what I would have done? I'd be like, but what? Wait, what? How are we supposed to do that? That's what I would have done. I'd be like, wait a minute. Time out. But by faith, we know that the Word of God says we have everything we need to go do the work. By faith, we got missionaries around the world, one of our very own especially, that are being persecuted in great ways, and by faith they continue the work. People are getting saved. The Lord is adding to our number daily those who are being saved because of that faith. By faith, we lift them up in prayer. We're not over there. We're here. So by faith, we lift them up in prayer. By faith, we ask the Lord, is there any other way we can get involved and help them out? If it is, help us take advantage of the opportunity. By faith. Trusting that God is at work in it all. By faith, we continue the mission here. We ask the Lord, what are you doing here? What do you want us to do? How do we impact the community? What things can we can happen around here? What opportunities are you preparing us for? And by faith, we keep moving forward for the gospel, as a family of believers, as a family of people of faith. Isn't that great, y'all? By faith, we share in the hope of Christ's return. We talked about patience earlier this morning in our Bible study. I know, y'all, that's why you skip Bible study, because you don't want to talk about real stuff. But we learned that the spiritual fruit that involves patience is really just waiting on God and what God is doing and how he's working this thing out for you and for the world and for the church, for your loved ones, for the people that are on our prayer list. God is involved. By faith, we know that. And sometimes God's timing is not our timing and things take a little bit longer than we want. I'm 100% confident the Lord's got some great things going on for this congregation in this community for his glory. I believe that by faith. I think y'all believe it by faith. You know? And I think sometimes we can fall in the trap of, oh, I believe it, but I'm not going to say it out loud because, you know. Well, so why not say it out loud? That's what people of faith did. All your friends and neighbors that don't go to church nowhere, or maybe they're not saved, the conversation can be, hey, there's going to be some great things going on over here at Oak Grove, and if you don't show up, you're going to miss out. The Lord's doing some amazing things at that place. You're missing out if you're not part of it. You know? Sometimes it's not, why don't you come to church with us? Sometimes you just got to point out that they're missing out. People don't like to miss out. You ever notice that? You see a crowd of people somewhere making a ruckus, and nobody can. People run over to see what they're missing out on. And they find out of some alligator loose in the parking lot, and then they don't want nothing to do with it. Right? It's just like, hey, what am I missing out on? Well, they're missing out on what the Lord's doing, y'all, if they're not around, if they're not involved. Let me show you this, and we're gonna land on the we're gonna hit the runway here in just a minute. Matthew chapter 18, Jesus is teaching this right here. He says, again, I say to you, verse 19 and 20, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great? That's what everybody loves to hear, all those kind of verses. Look what else it says. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. That's what a people of faith can do. That's the power of the people of faith. That's the presence of God, y'all. That's the presence of God, not only in your life that you get to experience, but in the presence of God in the congregation. When people come into our church, they should feel the presence of God. Because we feel the presence of God, because we're people of faith. And when we go into the community together, and we're the witness, because we're people of faith, there God is. And suddenly people are turned on to God. And they want to know more about God. They got to have more. What is this God thing? Maybe God is real. Because you people are different than the people that over there that call themselves Christians. Because I don't ever experience God with them. Because not everybody that calls themselves Christian are people of faith. I know y'all are. I'm saying not everybody is. And here's how you know. Is God using your witness to impact other people? Is God using the witness of Oak Grove Christian Church to impact other people? Impact how? Well, in the book of Acts we just read, he was adding to their number daily those who were being saved. Why? Because the people were praising his name. Why were the people praising his name? Because their faith was evident in their lives to each other. And the more they lived in their faith, the more they lived by their faith, the more reason they had to praise God. It's just an amazing thing, isn't it? The more you try to bless someone else, the more you try to witness to someone else, the more you feel the Lord working in you and for you. You can't pour out more than God can pour in when it comes to loving folks and witnessing to people. Every time you say, I love you, to another person, God says it to you twice. You understand? And it's by faith. And you know, that's why Jesus, whenever he walked around the planet talking to people and teaching people and rebuking people and blessing people and healing people, he was constantly saying, when are y'all going to get that you don't need to see miracles to believe in me? In fact, I don't want you to have to need miracles. I just want you to believe me. I want you to believe God, you see. Faith is just simply believing God, isn't it? That's all it is. I can't ever stop thinking about that, verse 47. Whenever I talk about Acts, or whenever I think about how to get the church going and how can we make disciples and how can people get saved, all of those things, I can't ever stop thinking about that, verse 47. Praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day. You notice they had the favor of all the people. Everybody liked them. Everybody wanted to be around them. Everybody was looking at the world and they said, we can be with anywhere, any place in the world, but we want to be with these people because they're people of faith. Because the love that they had for one another, because God was oozing out of them. You ever think about it that way? I had one of them stretchy, one of them things called back in the day, back in the early 80s and the late 70s, Stretch Armstrong doll things. I found out, I had to know, I found out what was inside one of them things, man. It is a mess. It's just a bunch of goo. But every time I say that Jesus oozes out of us, that's what I think about. If you poke a hole in that stretchy doll, it just oozes right out of him. But that's what the Lord wants. He wants to ooze out of you and get all over somebody else. But that's only going to happen if you live by faith in what you believe. It's one thing to say you believe something. It's nothing to live what you believe. Here's what God does with a people of faith. It's what God does with a powerful congregation. It always produces those who want to be saved. You ever think about it? I think it's dangerous. I'm going to give you a challenge. Really, the Word of God has given us the challenge. But I think it's dangerous that sometimes it's a congregation of believers who love God with all their heart, mind, and soul. Sometimes they just struggle with their faith a bit, the strength of their faith. And it's easy for a congregation to get into this trap of, well, all that happens to other churches. All them baptisms and all those confessions of faith, that happens at other churches. It probably won't happen here, but we love the Lord, though. And it's an incidental attitude. It's not even an intentional attitude that most congregation fall into, but that's sometimes what happens. And it happens that way because we haven't seen it for so long. Right? But Matthew, what we just read in Matthew says where two or more are gathered in His name, right? Okay. If we're going to believe the words of Jesus by faith, then we have to start living that way. Where there are two or more of God's people of faith together, there the Lord is. And if there the Lord is, guess what? The world's getting ready to get turned upside down. And why would anybody believe my witness if I don't even believe it? I have to believe it. I have to live it by faith. I have to be strong in my faith. I have to trust the Lord in all things. And I have to get out there, as scared as I might be, and say, this is what the Lord is doing. Right? And sometimes, you know, have you ever been like scared but trying to act like you're not scared, but everybody can see that you're scared? And you're like literally shaking and you're like, oh, I'm good. And you're just like this right here. That's how we are spiritually a lot. When we're trying to be the witness, intentionally be the witness. But if we would just surrender to what we believe, you'll find out the Lord just does all that while you're not even really aware of how much impact He's having in people's lives. Isn't that great? I love you and the Lord loves you. That's the beginning of that's the setup of our study in faith for the next couple of weeks. I want you to pray about it and think about it. The challenge is that we would ask the Lord to help us focus on what we believe and ask the Lord to help us live what we believe every day in our lives. Let's stand together and sing.